Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Summertime is here, make no mistake about it. All you gotta do is step outside and you realize that. That means a lot of time spent out in the sun. We thought it'd be a good time to talk to Christopher Haas, Assistant Professor of Dermatology and Residency Program Director at LSU Health New Orleans, about taking care of our skin and sunburn and sunscreen. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, sir. Tell me about who needs to take care of their skin and take caution when it comes to being in the sun?
Well, Tommy, the simplest answer to that question, I mean, it sounds commonsensical, but the truth is everybody should be protecting their skin from the sun. There's a misconception out there. Obviously, patients with lighter skin who are more predisposed to skin cancer, especially patients that have lighter colored eyes, blonde, red hair, those are the patients we worry about the most with skin cancer, but we see patients of all skin colors, including darker skin tones, that come in with skin cancers. Not only that, hyperpigmentation and other disorders of discoloration affect patients with skin of color who would also benefit from sunscreens.
When it comes to you, when it comes to whoever's in your life, your significant other, I don't know if you have kids or not, how concerned are you about them being out in the sun? Because I would imagine, Doctor, in a way, you'd be hovering over them with an umbrella constantly.
I am.
Are you?
So I have a baby actually on the way at the end of this month, and we have a stepson, and we are very protective, my significant other and I, as far as sun protection goes, whether that's UV protective clothing, wide-brimmed hats with a 4-inch brim, or physical blocking sunscreens. There's a class of sunscreens, physical blockers, that I don't know if you've noticed or kept up, but sunscreens have been controversial as of late in the last 5 or 10 years. Physical blocking sunscreens do just that. They don't absorb chemicals into the bloodstream. They have minerals. Zinc oxide is the most popular that physically block the sun's UV rays. So we take that on. I mean, they get embarrassed when we go to the sun, when we go out to the beach and go out in the sun. But truly, I mean, you know, that's our philosophy, you know, prevent it while you're young.
And for those that don't understand why you need to prevent it while you're young, I've never had skin cancer in my life, knock wood. But I have played God knows how much golf without a hat and, and without a lot of hair either. And my face, and I'm just being honest here, looks like a catcher's mitt. So for people that don't understand when you're younger why it's important to protect your skin, maybe from a vanity standpoint, Doctor, you might want to explain it?
Yeah, absolutely. So most of the sun that's going to cause skin cancers themselves, we're obtaining in our late teens, 20s, and 30s. So aside from the skin cancer standpoint, the appearance of aging, especially that we see in patients with lighter skin, Caucasian patients in particular, the appearance of aging and wrinkles is directly correlated with the amount of sunlight we get within those UV bands.
That'd be me. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. It destroys the skin's elasticity when we get older. In our 50s and 60s is when it's really the most noticeable, but we start to notice it in the 30s and 40s as well. The wrinkles, the loss of elasticity, and then that really crepiness that we get in our skin, we get in our 70s and 80s, that's directly correlated to how much sun we accumulated over our lifetime. So protecting while you're young, and it's never too late to start protecting, every little bit counts, is key and paramount to preventing as much of that sun damage as possible.
Let's talk about what's actually happening with the UV rays from the sun. For people that don't understand it, and they say, well, you know, people were out in the sun for years and years and years, and of course the life expectancy was maybe 50 or something like that. But just explain, doctor, if you will, about the UV rays and what it is that's so damaging, and also about different times of year.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. So UV rays, there's a narrow band of wavelengths that cause most of the sun's damage. Even on the cloudiest of days, they break through. We get very minimal protection from the clouds from them. And there's a misconception that if it's cloudy outside, you're okay and you're covered. And that's just not true. Those are what are causing most of the damage as far as sun, as far as aging and the potential for skin concern is concerned. Now, you're correct. We evolved to reproduce, to have our babies, and our life expectancy for most of our evolutionary time period was late 30s, 40s. So it was never something that we evolved to overcome as far as sun damage is concerned, because it didn't manifest that early. If you look around the world, you look at groups of individuals that live mostly in the desert and evolved in the desert, they wear sun protection. They cover themselves head to foot. And it's because, and you know, it's kind of counterintuitive because it's so hot out there. You say, why would they do that? It's to prevent as much sun damage as possible. And even those individuals, if you look, especially in the Middle East, when they're in their 60s and 70s, they have that very leathery appearance because it's unavoidable. You know, you really have to put UV protection on clothing, long sleeve shirts, hats. They all do their part. But there are certain things you can do to add VU protection to them, Tommy. And one of those things is they sell certain products you can purchase on Amazon that you can wash your clothes in that put SPF and UPF on the clothing.
The dickens, you say? Loads. Really?
Yeah. There's one product. I have no stock in this company, but one is called SunGuard. And so that way you don't have to go out and purchase an expensive UV protective skin shirt. You can take your T-shirts and whatever you have, and you can wash them in these products, and they'll put that UPF on there.
All right, let me take a break. I want to come back, talk about SPFs and what people need to look for. Memorial Day weekend coming up. People are going to be hanging around the pools, hanging around outside in the sun. And I'm telling y'all, if you're 20-something, I know you're going to enjoy looking tan now, but you go pay for it later on. And if you don't believe me, then the next time you go to the Zurich Classic, look at a professional golfer. And look at a guy that's been around for a while playing golf, or a woman that's been around playing golf, and you'll see what we're talking about. Dr. Christopher Haas, our guest, assistant professor of dermatology and residency program director at LSU Health New Orleans. Christopher, doc, there were some golfers named Haas from New Orleans. You related or not?
Not related. No, okay. So we're all from North Louisiana.
All right, 7:21 traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Christopher Haas, assistant professor of dermatology, residency program director at LSU Health New Orleans. Memorial Day is coming, and that means sunshine and summertime and outdoor fun. Let's go through, doctor, if we can, sunscreen 101 and who and how and what number and all that stuff.
Absolutely, Tommy. So one thing I forgot to mention last time is peak hours to protect your sun, to protect yourself, obviously, 2 o'clock in the afternoon as far as UV exposure is concerned. And we recommend at least SPF 30 sunscreen. I personally, to all my patients, recommend 50 plus, but at least 30 to get maximal protection, reapplied every 1 to 2 hours. Now, if you're outside sweating, if you're in the water and swimming, you're going to want to air towards every hour, but at least every 2 hours to get maximal effect from it.
All right. What about what numbers or how do you determine which one to use?
No, absolutely. So, again, every single person, no matter what skin tone, can benefit from an SPF 30 at least. But I recommend personally SPF 50 on the bottle. You've got a ton of sunscreens out there. It's sensory overload. Which one do I buy? My personal favorite is a physical blocking sunscreen, and they will say that on the bottle. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mineral sunscreen with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, either of those. And there's different brands. I have no stock in any of them. Mm-hmm. Australian Gold seems to be everybody's favorite that I treat. That's just one example. Those patients that have darker skin that want it to blend a little bit better, there are sunscreens out there that are made specifically for that purpose. One is called Black Girl Sunscreen. They sell it at Target. It blends well. Again, you can reapply every 1 to 2 hours. And those are the basics. I mean, I like to keep it simple for everybody, you know, just SPF 30, SPF 50, every 1 to 2 hours is the golden rule.
What about your eyes? And what about if you get sunburned, the best way to treat it?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. So polarized sunglasses, are a must for protecting your eyes. You can get what we call nevi or moles in your eye, on the iris, on the colored part of your eye, just like you can on your skin. You can develop melanoma in the eye, so it is very important to protect your eyes while you're outdoors. And then what was that second part you asked me about there? I apologize.
About the sunburn. What happens if you get sunburned?
Ah, yes, sir, absolutely. So if you're sunburned, the best thing to do is to avoid any further sun exposure for the duration of while it's being healed. That takes about a week. Any product that is gel or cream based with aloe in it seems to be best. And then any sort of over-the-counter pain reliever for treating the actual symptom of the burn.
So
there's nothing else besides that you can do to really hasten that process. It just has to heal.
So can you get suntanned without damaging your skin?
You know, it is a very fine line that people try to walk to achieve that, and the long and short is no.
Yeah, because if you tan really it, you're burning it, right? If you tan it, you're burning it?
You cannot. If you tan it, you're burning it. If you tan it, not only are you burning it, you might not even noticing you're burning it, you're inducing skin aging. So the more tanning you do, even if you're skating by and you're not strictly burning and, you know, seeing a sunburn, you're setting your skin up for that crepiness, for that wrinkle when you get older. We recommend self-tanners for patients that really want to have that that tan look without having all the effects of all the sun from it.
That's crazy, isn't it? How back in the day, if you were, I mean, a long time ago, if you had pasty skin, that meant you were wealthy and everybody wanted to be that way. And if you worked outside, then you were tanned and people didn't want to be that way. Then it got flip-flopped, and now people that work indoors want to get tanned, and it's a mess. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time.
It's a wild.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Very valuable information. Dr. Christopher Haas, Assistant Professor of Dermatology, Residency Program Director at LSU Health New Orleans. We'll talk to Joe Geruso about Susan Hudson, New Orleans Parish Prison, and a mess they have with the escape, the great escape. Right now, time for WWL First News. 7:43, 17 till 8, quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. They're going to have a meeting today. Joe, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. So tell me about the committee meeting today.
Yeah, we have a committee meeting today to follow up on what happened with the inmate escape. And I think really it's about to figure out sort of two things. One, what happened, and I don't know how much of that we'll solve today. And then I think two, which has been the most recent focus, what needs to be done to avoid this happening again and to promote good communications and planning between all the agencies who are involved.
Who is going to be at the meeting? Is Susan Hudson going to be there?
Well, she's invited to be there. So she's supposed to be there. State police is going to be there. NOPD confirmed that they're going to be there. And certainly the sheriff is not alone. They have partners in doing the criminal justice work. But obviously the sheriff being there will be a focus.
What have you heard from the sheriff so far about this?
I pretty much what we've seen in the media about what happens, and listening to the sheriff at press conferences and again quotes in other places. So I mean, I understand they're trying to put the prison back together and had a federal status conference yesterday and working our way through things, but at the same time it'd be nice to get some more details too.
Yeah, I talked to Rafael Goyeneche last Wednesday before this happened, and he mentioned his concerns about DOJ cuts and the consent decree going away for not just NOPD. He was not as concerned about that as he was with the Orleans Parish prison, I call it that. What is it? The justice facility, I think. And he was concerned about that. But I'm looking at a story here from WDSU-TV. Says that Hudson stated in a news conference Friday she wrote letters to the consent decree judge, city council, everyone who had listened about the budget and funding to get help with the defective locks at the jail. But did you know anything of defective locks?
Well, it's interesting because we have an email from a month ago, April 14th, where the main issue is the mental health facility, which is phase three. And then one of the last paragraphs is, by the way, we've spent money on HVAC repair, on port doors, and we've repaired the locks. Now, maybe that was poorly written, and they meant to say there's more work to be done, but the way the email reads just a month ago is that they spent money on it and expected to be reimbursed. And, Tommy, to your point, a point I've tried to make the last couple of days is, look, this sheriff is under a federal consent decree. The judge has ordered us to do certain things at different times, including building the mental health facility. If the sheriff or anybody else thought there were exigent circumstances and things that had to be done that neither the city nor the mayor were paying for, go to court, file motions. And listen, there hasn't been a motion filed with the court about issues like this. So I don't think that's quite accurate what was said. And I understand everybody's trying to be careful about where things are and money that's spent. But if you really do truly have something that you think is that important of significance, just go to the federal judge and ask them to make a ball or strike on it.
So Sheriff Hudson said she wrote letters to the consent decree judge, city council, everyone who would listen about the budget and funding to help get help with the defective locks at the jail. You're saying the only thing that you got was an email at the end that said that she spent money to fix the defective locks. Is that accurate?
That's it. That's correct.
So either burying the lead or certainly not making it seem as though that was a pressing concern. And what you're telling me, Joe, and for people that don't understand the workings of this, if there was and the sheriff was aware of an ongoing problem with cells not locking or defects here in the jail or there, there were mechanisms for her to come forward, right?
There's multiple mechanisms.
What are they?
There's, let's see, you can come to the council informally. We have a quarterly meeting where Councilmember Thomas has a criminal justice committee meeting. That is the sheriff and NOPD and criminal court judges and the DA. And they are not shy about asking for money when they think they need it. Now, that doesn't mean every time anybody asks for money, you get it. But it's certainly that is a form to doing it. If you don't like the council answer, you can always go to the mayor and see if the mayor wants to provide extra funding in a budget. And then in this instance, the final one, in my view, as I just said, is you can go to the federal court and the judge can, you know, presumably first would like to have a conversation before there's a court order. But then also, if that doesn't work, then ordering the city to provide things. So in my view, there's multiple points. And look, I'm not trying to beat the sheriff up repeatedly about this, but also remember, Tom, the sheriff gets a huge amount of money from the city to run the jail. We've asked the sheriff to participate in our accounting system called BRASS so we can see the personnel and operating spending that's going on, and the sheriff has routinely refused to do that. So it makes it hard for us when even when there may be asks, when we can't see what's going on, to just keep on being an ATM for an outside agency.
But all of that being said, when you look at the video, A, if anybody had been watching that video, this could have been stopped or halted. And B, that had to have made some noise, what they were doing. And it just really does indicate, forget the fact of this, funding that, somebody was asleep at the switch here and the basics were not being tended to. That's not inaccurate, is it?
No. Well, and that's the other point we've made, is that this funding thing, in our view, has been a dodge because, yes, the points you've all raised, which are there's video that shows what's going on. Under the consent decree, by the way, they're supposed to round every 30 minutes at random intervals. Well, if that was supposed to happen, then somebody should have rounded around 1 o'clock in the morning, around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, et cetera. There should have been these multiple points. You know, the fact that nobody really seemed to know outside of the agency till 9:30 or 10:30 in the morning is problematic. None of those things cost money. It costs, you know, making sure that things are running correctly and that things are operating the way that they're supposed to. So, yes, I think we've talked plenty about the budget and the resources and understanding that that's been an argument. But at the same time, the basic operations of the jail and making sure things are done A, B, C is more about management than it is about money being provided.
Yeah, I want to talk about when we come back what the council can do in common sense. I don't know how the time frame could go to 8 a.m. until, I guess, NOPD was notified. Is that what we understand to be the fact?
I think NOPD wasn't notified until almost 10 or 10:30.
10:30.
And, yeah. So there's a time in between them knowing and NOPD finding out, too.
All right. Susan Amato, representative, has called for Susan Hudson's resignation. I don't think that's going to happen. It's an elected position. She is up for re-election. The voters get to decide on that. We'll continue the conversation with Joe Geruso when we come back. Six prisoners, I think, still at large. 7:52, 8 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:58, a couple minutes left with Councilman Joe Geruso. They're going to have a hearing later on, talk about the great escape from Orleans Parish Prison. Joe, you know, the sheriff's had some problems before. If you look at the whole Christian Morales thing and the you know, it's an elected position, and I don't know that, with all due respect, she had a lot of experience running a jail. I don't know how you can come to any conclusion. We're going to talk to Representative Amy Adato Freeman in the next hour, who's calling for her resignation. I mean, bottom line, is she getting the job done or not?
With this, no.
General,
I mean, that's just the bottom line. Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think the problem has been, look at the last two millages. The last millage passed by, I think it ultimately wound up being 4 votes. It was a renewal of an existing millage. That should be a layup of a layup. And I know some political people want to say, well, it's a win. Okay. But I would also argue that if it is to a degree a referendum on the job being done, And before that, when the sheriff couldn't explain and doubled the millage, it lost by the widest margin of anything I've seen in Orleans Parish history by over 90%. So I think, you know, the no votes, in my view, probably people who just don't like taxes, but also people who are skeptical of leadership. And I think there's been a number of missteps along the way. And unfortunately, the sheriff has a tendency to, rather than look inward and accept responsibility, blame other people for what's happening. And I'm sure there are things that everybody can be doing better, but at the same time, I think good leadership is recognizing, hey, this is where we got to get better and do better too.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. Good luck today. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. We're going to come back, talk to Jason Hughes, Louisiana State Representative, calling for an audit of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. And we'll talk to Representative Amy Adato Freeman, who's calling for the sheriff's resignation. And we'll talk to Marlon Gussman, a former sheriff. That facility's been troubled for a long time. You might remember during his tenure, they had prisoners escaping, posting videos, going back to jail.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.